everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular's single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
Ready? Okay. Give me a beach.
Beach.
Give me great food.
Tacos.
Give me adventure.
Hiking.
Give me a date night.
Sunset cruise.
Give me some smiles.
Cheese.
Give me more beaches.
Beaches.
What's that spell?
San Diego.
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
No autographs.
Who are you wearing? Will there be press? Do I look fabulous and chic?
Honey, yeah.
Watch out.
Arden and Brian are here at last. They're BFFs and they've got lots of podcast. But honey, no.
Hello, welcome to another episode of No Autographs, Please. My name is Arda Marine.
My name is Brian Selfie.
Can I just say, you look gorgeous.
That can't be true.
No, you look good.
No, because I have to tell you.
Why?
Because I'm looking at Jaquisino right now, who pull it together.
He's gorgeous.
I don't know.
I think he did. I gotta say, I'm obsessed with your sweatshirt.
Okay. Thank you.
Obsessed with it.
I love it.
Yeah.
Let's introduce our guest right out of the gate.
Here I am.
First of all, I did his very popular monthly show, Comedian Feud, in Los Angeles. It's so fun.
Almost a year ago.
And that's when we met and we became friends. But then I sucked you into my podcast.
And I love it.
Will You Accept This Rose? And I got to say, I feel close to you.
I feel close to you.
I love that
this
you're
is
like,
great.
This is how I make friends. This is
I
my version of like, do you want to come play patty cake? This is how I get to know people because I get anxiety. So I need like an activity. So then once I feel comfortable with you, that's how we met.
Jaquise, do you have social anxiety?
Do you get social anxiety?
I don't get social anxiety.
You don't?
I don't.
But how?
I don't know. I think because I get tired of people quickly. So like I don't mean that in a bad way.
No,
I just
get
mean
it.
Like
you keep it moving.
I can keep it moving. So it's very easy for me to meet anybody.
Sure.
And be cool in a situation.
Yeah.
And then go home and recharge.
That's the best part. The now after the party is the best.
Is it hard to get into the inner circle of Jaquise, is what you're saying? No.
No, I don't think so. I don't
know. But you get tired. Like you know when you don't need to stay at the party all night.
I don't.
Yeah.
I don't. I will.
Yeah.
Do you remember the first, do you remember the first time you got on the internet?
I'm pretty sure it was to look up like breast.
Yeah.
I feel
totally.
Like that's what it's for.
I think that's right.
That's what people do.
I mean, it's either AOL chats.
Sure.
Yes.
Okay.
But which by the way, were filthy.
Which were terrible.
But exciting.
Terrible. You kids think you know.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
We was.
There were no parental controls.
No.
We were fucked up.
Completely fucked up.
Late 90s, early 2000s.
We're talking about nasty shit so fast.
So fast.
And all our computers were also fucked up.
Yeah.
Because we kept putting
viruses
on.
There's a dial up thing. There's like a whole like getting online.
Everything was terrible.
Everything sounded like a fax sound.
Yep.
By the way, true story, my voice is the same tone as a fax and a pound sign. So to this day, if I get excited and I'm leaving you a message, it will like erase and I go message, erase, because it's the same vocal quality as a fax tone and a pound sign. And then it'll go say things like the number 5 is not a valid entry about my voice.
Just when you're speaking?
When I'm speaking or if I get excited.
I want to
know this.
I want to play the number pound.
Okay, let's hear it. Okay. Yeah.
Oh my God, I got a text.
Which people say my voice is like.
That's my voice. I mean, I would like to try to do it later on. I want to try to call
you. I want
to
see this.
And then I'm going to say, like a party trick, I want to get excited and have the phone hang up on me.
What do you say, though? Do you
Anything.
Say pound?
And no, then it- no, I'm just talking. I'll go, TK's. I go, message, erase. It's that. Wow. It's the quality. I try to tone it down.
I'm so happy that you decided that is like your voice sounds like a pound. That's the reason why is like deleting.
Does.
Because, like, I think, like, a lesser person yeah. would be like, the internet or computers
no.
hate me.
No.
But, like, you are like, no, this is it. And I believe it.
It is.
I believe it 100%.
I'll do it to your phone later.
I want
to
see it.
No, Jaquise, so you don't have social anxiety.
I don't
but
have
so
social
here's a question.
Anxiety.
So we, part of the first part of our podcast, No uh-huh. Autographs, Please. We admire, and because we get a little bit hard on ourselves. Are you hard on yourself?
I am hard on myself.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now
yeah.
I relate.
Comedian.
Now
yeah.
I relate.
Yeah. Comedian, I'm hard on myself.
Because
yeah.
there are those comics that come off the stage that are full swagger, and you know they didn't do that well,
but
and they're
those
like,
those are
I
never
it.
Funny. I have yes. to say, like, yes. usually those ones are not very funny.
Yes. And so, but, like, they have the confidence that they killed it.
Yes.
And so they sort of have like a no autographs, please energy that's like, you didn't do that well, but you
but
feel
you
like
feel
you're
like
nailing
you did.
But you feel like you did.
That's
and
important.
And they
some,
don't.
And some of them yeah. get successful, though.
I appreciate those people because I appreciate the mediocrity.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because, you know, especially, you know, being a black dude, we got to yeah. be excellent.
Right. Sure. Yeah, sure.
So and I don't want to be. I want to be mediocre. Yeah. I would love to be mediocre.
Yeah.
I would love.
Aim for mediocre.
To fail upwards.
Yep. Yes.
When I disparage those who
that
do.
That is such a thing, isn't
it? It is yes. not because I hate that you can. It's because yeah. I want it.
You yeah. want the option. You want the option.
Want it.
You want the
want
option.
How nice to not work as hard and
yeah.
get more recognition.
Yes.
It would be fantastic.
Be so great.
Be I would
Do you
love
like
to be
nap?
Famous for nothing.
Do you nap? Are you a napper?
I should not nap because I have sleep apnea.
Do you have a machine?
Did you wear the machine?
I do have a machine.
Do you have a name for it?
Do I have a name for my machine?
Yeah.
I should.
Yeah.
I will. I should call
Stephanie.
It Rihanna. Okay.
Rihanna. No, when you have a lady friend over, do you pull out the machine or do you just take the hit?
Yeah, what do you do?
What do you do with your lady friend?
And can you spend the night
the
out?
I take the hit.
Okay.
I don't spend the night out.
But do you? Okay. Are you afraid you might stop breathing?
I won't die. Okay. I'll be fine.
Okay.
I use it as an excuse to leave.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay. Stephanie's
this
waiting
is
for
good.
Me. Rihanna's
this is
waiting
good.
For me at home.
Rihanna's waiting for me at home,
baby.
I gotta get home to my baby.
Daddy's
Riri.
Gotta go. Riri's waiting, honey.
I always make sure. I shouldn't say this out loud, but I always make sure.
Yeah.
To at some point in the night,
yeah.
if it's a new person,
sure.
Yeah.
Man, you know what sucks? I got sleep apnea. Which is true.
True.
I'm not
no
lying.
Lies.
I'm
yeah.
not lying.
Nah, yeah.
And then when it gets time to be like, all right, you stay in, I'm like, I got to get home to that machine.
Now,
I got to get home
now,
to that machine.
I
got to
be honest with you. That's A, works really well because it's true.
Because
and
it's very
B,
true.
B, who's going to argue with that?
Yeah, nobody. Who's going to argue with him? Want him to have a hard time?
But I will
yeah.
also say this. I hope they never find out what the machine sounds like because I dated someone with sleep apnea and it was like a white noise machine.
It is.
I slept great.
Oh.
They'd be like, okay, let's go.
Yeah,
your
yeah. So don't. Hopefully they've never experienced one.
How long does it take you before you're like, I want to spend the night?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
I don't love not sleeping in my
Me
own bed.
Me too. I'm
okay.
very selfish that way.
I am. I don't love not sleeping in my own
I
bed.
I love a sleepover.
I don't mind if people come.
I don't mind if people come over. Yeah,
I'm a
to
social
me.
Sleeper. I don't care. I'll sleep anywhere.
Yeah.
I love a sleepover.
I'm not a social sleeper with somebody that I would love to continue to have sex with because, like, I toss and turn.
Oh.
I sweat.
Like, I see.
I'm a light sleeper.
Oh.
I'm a bad sleeper.
I
yeah,
see.
I'm not
so
great
you're
either.
A journey. You're a journey. I'm a nightmare as well. I mean, okay. I'm not saying you're a nightmare. I am personally.
I am a nightmare.
I'm a nightmare. I'm going on tour. I'm going north, south, east, west. I get
yes.
hot. I get cold.
Yeah.
I'm snuggling in. I'm taking all the sheets. I'm
yeah.
having a night terror.
I was reading in a grocery store the other day.
Stop bragging.
I don't mean to brag. But
which
true.
One? Gelson's?
Let me think.
Trader Joe's.
It's a good one.
Vons.
I know it's a good.
It was Gelson's.
Bush, there we go.
Bush.
I picked up some magazine called like Think Clearly.
Oh.
I mean, it was one of those that's like
Scientology
that like comes out. Exactly.
Are you a Scientologist?
I happen to be the Celebrity Center.
I got
and I picked
excited.
Up a magazine.
I thought you were going to pick up like a royal family magazine that's like devoted to like Prince, the little boy, like the Prince
George.
Prince George.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
This was a magazine that was like clearly one edition. It was called like Think Clearly.
Love it.
And I thought to myself, I'm waiting. Why don't I think?
Great. Okay.
So I opened the magazine to get some thoughts, ideas.
Uh-huh. Sure.
And what they said in there was,
uh-huh,
people who sleep on the left side of the bed, their left, are happier. Now, I always sleep on the right side of the bed.
I do, too. I'm a right-sided-of-the-bed sleeper.
Me, too. So I have yet... By the way, I'm such a right-side sleeper that even reading that has not made me want to make anything different.
Wait a minute. Yeah.
Like, happiness or what I'm used to.
Is it, if you're looking at the bed, it's on the left?
No, you're left. So if you're, if you're laying...
I want to say I was normally a left, but my new lover...
Is a right. He's a left.
He's taken the left.
Is he happier? Now you're a right.
So now he's trying... Is he working against me? Does
I don't know. It's
me?
A plot.
Should I break up into my lab? Is Dr. Shamwam Shamawa
also good
going
for
again?
You? Because I'm extremely selfish.
Okay.
And I'll be like, that's my side of the bed.
You know what? Tonight, I'm going to sleep on the... I'm going to do... Maybe I'm admitting
Maybe
this
I'm
in
a,
front of all
am
of you.
Am I a doormat?
I'm sleeping on the left side of the bed tonight, and I'm going to tell everyone tomorrow how I feel.
Oh, I need that.
I want to know.
Yeah,
okay.
I'll get on a text.
Now yes. Let's talk about... Did you bring a nominee for... for new listeners, no autographs,
new
please,
listeners.
Energy. How would you describe that?
Fuck it.
Fuck it.
It's just that thing of you're just sort of like, you know what? I'm done. I'm doing it. I don't care.
Exactly. Okay, well, who would you like to nominate today?
All right. So I have a basic one, and I have like somebody in my
do
real
both.
Life.
You could
do both.
Okay. Could do both.
Bring one at a time. First one first.
Let's do the basic one first.
Let's do it.
Because this is very basic.
Yeah.
It's very obvious.
Okay.
Is Donald Trump.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's true. I thought about that.
I mean,
that.
He sort of is the art of the no autographs, please.
You know what?
I hate to say it.
It has worked for him.
And it has worked for him.
It has worked for him.
It saddens my soul.
It's awful.
As a comedian.
Mm-hmm.
That he's so vile because he's so fucking funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's so funny.
It You're is just the, like, what
it,
the
because
fuck?
Because it is insane energy.
Insane.
Yeah.
I'm the only one that can fix it.
It's like watching someone, you know, like some things are just universally funny. Like watching someone trip is funny.
Always.
Yes.
Basically, because it's shocking. And so every time he does something, you have that like nervous giggle of like, I can't believe someone said that.
Yes.
I can't believe someone's doing that.
That's right.
And someone is falling down in front of me and I'm so scared that I'm laughing.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is, I mean, even just, I'm going to go with even when you see him getting out of a pool and the hair comb from the back all the way to the front. And it's like, yeah, I've got a full head of hair, but it starts at the back and it combs all the way forward. That's real no autographs, please energy.
That's
move.
No autographs
That's
energy.
That's a real
he really,
no autographs,
I hate
please,
to
energy.
Say it, but he does have that energy.
He has it 100%.
He really does. Okay, great. That's a great, you know what? Thank you. That's absolutely
just
right.
Just knock it out.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if anybody said it.
No,
we've
not
all
been
thinking
about it. No,
not
everyone.
Let's knock it out.
You know what? We've all been thinking
let's
it.
Knock Listen. It out. We've all been thinking
okay.
it.
Two things can be true. Two
exactly.
things. One thing can be true that he's so horrific that it's funny.
Yes.
And another thing can be true that he's horrific.
That he's
okay,
horrific.
Great.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
I have to find this. I have to find this because it just makes me laugh. And it is the epitome of.
I mean, it was
this
also just
doesn't
like.
Give a fuck.
Doesn't give a fuck. It was also just how he would say, his insults would be like, sad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like so
wrong,
dumb that you're like, this is actually
the confidence.
Like
the
I remember,
confidence.
God bless her, and I think she's well now. But when Amanda Bynes was like really suffering, she would just go on Twitter and call people ugly.
Yeah,
and I was like, that's sort of fresh.
You
it's
know,
fresh.
It's so
fresh.
Wild.
It's wild
to be like, fuck it.
Well, because I was brought up to be such a people pleaser that you're like, wow, just have a little. I don't want a full glass of that, but have a little eyedropper of that swagger in my life.
Yep.
I feel like I might sleep better.
You
I might
sleep
be more
better.
Relaxed. I might not go on tour on bed, you know?
Mm.
I might be a little more like...
Do you guys think Donald Trump sleeps on the left side of the bed?
He sleeps in the middle.
Seems...
he's full
like
middle.
The fucking Raphael, Dawn of Man,
paint,
whatever that shit is.
100%
starfish.
In the middle.
Starfish.
He may even sleep like sideways.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
You may not even sleep like top to bottom. You may just sleep sideways.
Yes. I mean, like, you know what?
And
I
also thinks it's crazy that no one else would.
That nobody
I'm
else
also
would. 100%.
Say Melania has no autographs, please, energy because she clearly hates him.
She does hate him.
She clearly has hated him for years.
Yeah.
Hates him and is like still there, but like, is not trying to hide that she hates him.
She hates him
man. More than anyone.
Yeah.
And that's a little no autographs, please, energy.
Can I play this for you guys?
Yes, please.
Of course.
This is the epitome of somebody who doesn't give a fuck. Because you have to know. You have to know you're making a joke.
Okay, great.
Right.
He's saying the Puerto Rico.
Okay, great.
This is him saying it.
You're also praying for the people of Puerto Rico.
Oh, God.
We love Puerto Rico.
Oh, wow. He's the worst.
Wow.
Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico.
I don't give a fuck.
Where did you hear anyone say it that way?
I feel like my dad just came back from the dead in a Miata to say Puerto Rico. I cannot even.
Puerto Rico.
I felt like so mocking, so belittling.
It felt like the one time he's tried to have a calming energy.
Yeah.
He like makes it breathy.
Yeah.
Puerto Rico.
Now, Brian, did you bring a Not Hot Cross Please energy?
I did.
Who'd you bring?
Well, this is a tale. Okay. I mean, it's
as old as time?
It's a tale as old as time. I think you've heard this story before.
Please.
This happened to my friend Lindsay, in all fairness, but she told me the story, and I will never get over it as long as I live, because this person to me really won the day. Yeah. So on an Amtrak.
I love, here for this.
This woman stands up on the while the train is moving or whatever from her seat, and she goes, "Can someone get the conductor? There's a Dorito in my throat." She makes the train stop.
No.
Whoa.
No,
she can actually get the train stop?
No, I cannot.
The conductor stops the train. She comes over, or the conductor comes over, and he's like, "What's going on?" She's talking normally. She's like, "There's like part of a Dorito stuck in my throat."
I cannot.
And he's like, "Okay, well, did you try drinking water?" "Yeah, it's not helping." Okay. Yeah. So then someone's like, the conductor's like, "Well, let me go over the PA and see if anyone's a doctor."
That's right.
She's like, "Thanks, that would be really helpful." So the guy goes on the PA and is like, "Is anyone a doctor?" The doctor comes in with the guy. He's like, "Okay, what's going on?" She goes, "This Dorito stuck in my throat."
Uh-huh.
The conductor, he goes, "Okay, let me think." The conductor goes, "I have an idea. Why don't I start back up the train? And when it gets at full speed, you could stick your head out the window and open your mouth. And maybe that..." This really happened. Oh, and maybe that would dislodge...
No, I cannot.
Maybe that would dislodge the Dorito.
The doctor
goes, "Do not. Do not do that."
No.
And he goes, "Do you have any..."
Wait, the doctor said...
The doctor said, "Don't do that." The conductor was the one who
said... That was the conductor's idea. Okay.
So the doctor was like, "Do not do that."
Okay.
And he was like, "Do you have anything thick at like your food cart? Like, do you have any yogurt or something like that?"
Like a pudding.
Something that can like push it.
Exactly.
Yeah, like a snack pack.
And he goes, "I can find out, but I think we do." And she goes, "Oh, which flavor?"
I cannot. Wow.
Oh, my God.
That's pretty much the end of the story, but I got to give it up to her, because to have
she's
the gall.
She's an icon.
She's not choking.
No.
Yeah, she's talking.
No, she's talking.
She's talking.
She's breathing.
And being picky about what could save her.
Oh, my God. And her Dorito.
What flavor?
And her Dorito.
And she stopped the whole train.
Can you imagine?
No.
Being on a train at full speed. God forbid there wasn't a doctor on there.
I mean,
and sticking your head out a window and opening it and hoping it dislodges the Dorito stuck in your throat.
She would have got her head dislodged, probably.
Ultimately, it might have worked.
Dr. Banana is also
really. It might have been knocked out.
Dr. Banana, you're a medical physician. What do you think about that advice?
I would just wait until it went back down.
Yeah.
I would just sit there and
you wouldn't have stopped the train.
You would have stopped the train and put them to put their head out the window.
I'd continue to live my life until it went down eventually.
I'm going to also say something radical.
Yeah.
There was nothing stuck in her throat.
Might not have been.
There was a scratch. You're right, because I feel like you scratched something and then there's like a phantom.
Because I got to say this too.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I interrupted you.
No, but like sometimes you can like scratch your eyeball. It's already gone, but you got the phantom scratch. So like she might have had a phantom throat thing.
Yeah.
No,
I tell you, a Dorito gets soggy fast. Yes. So if she had been drinking water, that thing would have folded up like...
I've had a corn kernel like hooked on the back of my throat.
Oh, that sounds awful.
That I had to get my little finger in. I had to scoop it out. But I got it out. I didn't stop a train. I just take my head out of a window of a
I have
speed.
One more little thing to nominate.
Uh-huh.
And it's actually Arden Marine.
Yes.
Who one time when I was driving with her
from
Rhode Island to New York.
What did I do? Oh, yeah.
We thought she was sick. She was like, "I'm not sick. I burned the back of my throat. It happens all the time." And the way she casually said that, the way she said, "I burned the back of my throat. It happens all the time."
That's right.
Because why?
Because by the way, so then I went because I had a date with my now lover.
I remember all
and
this.
And I had to go get, I had to go
and
make sure.
And you wanted to take a COVID test and all
I
this.
Went and got a strep throat test.
Right.
And
after you burned your throat?
Yeah, because it felt like strep throat. And I was really fucked up, like really badly burned.
Yeah.
And I was like.
How did the burn get all the way to your throat?
How did you burn yourself?
You'll learn this when I microwave you a peanut butter cake later on. I like to eat. And I'm a bit of a raccoon, and I'm a fast eater.
Yeah.
I love flavor.
I'm a fast eater.
You're a fast eater. Yeah, me too.
I'm a nocturnal creature, Jakees.
Yeah.
But in the morning, I set my coffee the night before.
Mm-hmm.
Mittens wakes me up. She's like, "Mittens is my alarm clock."
Yeah.
My cat with the thumbs. And then I have had the same breakfast for 18 years.
Yeah, which is?
Okay, so I have Greek yogurt and oatmeal, and I split up fruit in both, and I cook the oatmeal. And I get so excited that it's oatmeal time that I'm like,
you gotta eat it.
And I get like third-degree burns like three times a year.
You do like a
year.
Slingshot to the back of your throat. You don't even taste it.
Yeah, exactly. I get a, I have mittens, like slingshot and like a pudding pop.
Piping hot oatmeal.
And then I would say like, and I'm like, oh, that's a little hot. I should wait. And I'm like, fuck it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then it burns my entire esophagus. And I say it happens like full.
Incredible.
A couple degree burns a few times a year.
Yeah.
And then I have to go get strep throat tests. And they're like, no, you've burned it on oatmeal again. And there's a place.
And each time you think like, it can't be this.
Yeah.
It must be strep.
It has to be strep. Now, I don't generally go to my doctor. I love to go to a clinic. And there's one in Hollywood that's on like Cosmo or whatever.
Because you can get into a doctor. I have to be honest.
You can't.
Impossible.
So it's like a clinic / like med spa where you can get like Botox and stuff. But it's near like the Australian hostel. So I go there and they have like all these they look like it could be on a Bravo show, like Summer House or something. So I always go and I'm like, I have mono. I think I have mono. And they're like, you know, I'm like, give me a test. And then
you blame it on the hot Australian
and
dudes.
And then I become like the creeper. Well, then I'm like, wow, I've literally been the creeper, like, wow, you guys are so attractive. Like, what I'm doing, I'm like, you're so pretty.
Yeah.
I'm literally have like a oatmeal burn throat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Telling the doctor how pretty
mono,
they
the
are.
The sexiest
that I have,
condition.
That I have mono. Yeah. It's like, you know what? I do that like three times a year.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what? I love this for you.
Thank you.
Me too.
What brand of oatmeal?
Great
thank
question.
Thank you.
Are you a Quaker? Are you a Bob's?
I do a Bob's.
Yeah.
A Bob's.
And it's not. Anna's seen it. Anna, you and Brian have both traveled with me. You're doing your own thing. You're not judging me.
I've honestly never noticed you eat oatmeal ever.
Thank you.
That's a friend.
That's a friend. You don't judge me. I have a. Can I nominate another No Autographs, please?
Yeah.
Please do.
It's also going to be myself. This is back in time.
I think you win the crown this year.
Okay,
this
was when I was 21.
Okay.
My mom, when I graduated from college, she took me on a two-week, I'd never been to Europe, we went to London and Paris.
What a beautiful mom.
Beautiful mom, 2 weeks. We go to Paris for one day, they were so rude, we're like, let's go back to London. So we take the channel back, and they were so rude. We take the channel back, and we like, you know, we go to like all the like the equivalent of like TJ Maxx of London. You know, like all the discount stores of London.
TK Maxx is what they call
TK
it.
Maxx. TK. We're Maxinistas. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we go discount shopping all over. Had the best time. So I come back to my town, tiny town, Little Compton, Rhode Island. Like the best place in the world.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Not to the dump. So I decide one time, I'd never been to a fancy Newport party, but I knew somebody that was having like a man, like somebody like knew someone that was having a mansion party. I show up, my friend's not there. I show up with my friend, my brother, and my friend Andrew, who steps in a pile of dog shit, puts it in a napkin and puts it in his hand in his pocket because we're walking and he doesn't know what to do.
Disgusting.
So
absolutely
that's
vile.
So fucking then disgusting.
I would have done anything except that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So then I walk in and they go, what do you want? I was like, I'll have a gin and tonic. And they're like, we're out of tonic. I'm like, that is not a problem. So they give me basically
just
like a tumbler
of gin.
Of course.
And if any of you spent time with me, I'm not a heavyweight drinker.
Certainly not.
Okay. I mean, Anna, you've seen
but you
me.
Are someone who walks around with people who have shit in their pockets.
I will walk around with somebody who has shit in their pockets. So I have a tumbler of gin.
Yeah.
And I'm 21 years old. I'm wearing a silver skirt like a robot.
Of course.
I'm in a mansion that I'm not invited to with men that are actually wearing like, it was like a cartoon version of rich people. Like they were actually wearing like
tuxedos, like yeah,
bow ties. Like
bow ties,
like, oh, we're going on the yacht. Like
ascot.
Ascot.
Somebody have a monocle.
Like a monocle. Top like hat. Mr. Peanut. Exactly.
Yeah.
So I'm talking to Mr. Peanut.
Leggings.
Leggings, jeggings, croutons, mules.
Air Jordans.
Air Jordans. Exactly. Mm, yeah. Billionaires.
Yeah.
So my friend.
Fake arms.
They've got like the neck brace thing that's like got the like the halo that yeah, where they actually yeah, like yeah. bolt you in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'm talking to them. I've just gotten back from London. My friend hears me talking and I'm like, well, you know, I'm moving down to New York in 2 weeks. And they're like, are you?
That's what you said?
I did. And they're like, are you British? I was like, I basically became Hilaria Baldwin.
God bless you.
I was like, I've spent some time in London. and he was like, oh, really? Like, I'd been there for like 9 days.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, my friend and I are getting a flat down and like I was that bitch that went for not even a semester. I went for like nine days with my mom. Like 2 days of which were traveling.
Right.
And 1 day was in France. So it's like let's say 9.5 days.
Yeah.
And I had the swagger with standing next to my friend who had shit in their pocket.
Yeah.
To have a talking to a man with a monocle, a bad, fake British accent that I wouldn't try. And I think he was married. I think his wife was there. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was not a threat. Nobody needs to, like...
But you know what?
Yeah.
You duped these assholes.
You
and
duped
that's
them.
Pretty badass.
I have to say... No,
did they catch on?
That's the real no autographs, please energy. Well, Jaquez, will you join us on... we're going to go on a date.
I would
right
love to join you on
break.
A date.
Okay, great. Well, we're going to go on a date. And we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back and we're going to have a little improv date.
Beautiful.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my character, Gray Parrish, from my new series, Parrish.
Yeah, I can drive.
My character was a getaway driver.
Yeah! I'm retired from life, you know that.
His business is failing, his house is going up for sale. He is the everyman.
Tell me about this driver job.
We got a lot of action in this show. We have moments of real danger, and we want to feel as if anything could happen. Gray is invited to drive for this man. He's invited to make money, and he quickly realizes this is not the right thing to do.
I did what you told me to.
And he's in a world over his head.
Now, let's go!
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
And we're back. All right, here we go. This is the portion of No Autographs, Please, where Brian and I are going to go on an improvised first date, and it has to end well. And throughout it, if you hear this sound... that means we are about to use a real line that has been said to some, like to one of our listeners that they've either emailed us or tweeted at us. So these, and we will give credits at the end, but these are real, like the worst things that have been said to people on dates. So if you hear a bell, that is not us being wild improvisers. That is us just actually saying real things that have been said. We've also been given names suggested by people from our listeners. So today, our date, as suggested by a listener, our date will be at a cemetery. My name is Jerry Can, and Brian.
Just in case.
Yeah. Mm. And I take you now to, and our lovely Jaquez will be filling out the rest of the world, and we might leave the cemetery. Who knows?
Who knows?
Anything's possible. Right. Okay, here we go. Ooh, spooky!
Oh my God, when you suggested a cemetery for a date, first of all, I thought, well, when I first met you, I thought, wow, that's crazy how wrong you're eating that sandwich. But...
what? How? What am I eating a hoagie wrong? What's wrong with
it? Well, I don't know. I just came in here and you were sitting by a headstone eating a sandwich. Really weird. You were sort of putting your arm all the way across over your head and then feeding yourself that way.
Look, I got to say, as you know, as an avid yogi, I like to test out my skills. I did take it up during the pandemic.
Yeah.
And I'm not super flexible in my lower body, but I'm very flexible up top, Jerry.
Wow.
So how much money do you make?
Oh, well, it sort of depends on what the week is. If I'm working that week,
okay,
I will make anywhere between $100,000 and $100,000.
Doing what?
Well, various things. I'll either sort of, you know, sometimes I help my mom and other times I, you know.
Who's your mom?
Well, what?
Did you make $100,000 helping your mom?
I did one time, yeah.
Do you want a bite of this pepperoni before we go sit by that open grave?
Yeah, let's see what they're digging up over there.
Oh, let's see what they're digging up.
Oh, excuse me, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, 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 yes.
You seem like you work here.
I do. I'm a grave digger.
Ooh.
Whoa. How long have you been doing this?
About 2-3 days.
Oh, shit. So you're new. I don't mean to curse in front of the dead. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
You're new.
I can't hear you.
Oh, well.
Do you always travel with a pack of dogs with you, or is that just your thing?
No. I travel with my dogs everywhere. They're my family.
I just don't get why people like dogs.
I'll tell you why people like dogs. They are, as they say, man's best friend.
I don't get it. I just don't get it. I don't get it. Not
men
for
are
me.
So lucky.
Let me ask
not
you
for
something.
Me. Yes.
Can you throw a frisbee? A lot of girls say they can throw a frisbee.
Well,
great question.
And can they?
No, but my dog can.
See?
Your dog can throw a frisbee?
Yeah.
You know what? I can throw a frisbee because I'm very flexible with my upper body.
I gotta say something.
Yes?
I'm so impressed already because even though dogs are man's best friend, not a woman should never own a dog, and it's right there in the writing. Even though dogs are a man's best friend, women are so lucky because they know for sure if they have kids out there or not. And so forever I will envy a woman.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
I don't like that attitude.
Why?
I don't like what's coming at me. You're saying $100. You're saying $100,000. You bring out the worst in me and not in a fun way.
Jesus.
Oh, my goodness.
Mr. Gravedigger?
Yes.
My name is
Jack.
Whoa.
Like Jack
Digger.
Like Jack the Ripper.
Jack the Digger.
Jack the Digger.
Jack,
whoa.
Do you think you have any kids out there that you're not aware of?
I have herpes.
Are you considered your children?
Every wart. Every wart is my
child. Do you name them?
Yes, I do. So the wart right here.
Oh, he's showing us. Okay.
Oh, whoa, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, we were getting close. We're in the grave, right?
Thank you, Jack. Sure. Thank you, Jack.
The wart right here, name is Joe.
Okay.
The wart right here, name is Johansson.
Okay.
Oh.
And this wart is Joanna.
I see some different Joes from around the world. Joes around the world, but
we've
it's really
South
just Joes
Africa.
Around the pants.
We've got the Netherlands.
The Netherlands.
God, that's lovely.
Yes. Well, I gotta say, I relate to you because my ex-husband gave me syphilis.
Oh, my goodness.
Well,
my whole life, I've been waiting to get rid of these dogs and find someone.
Jack.
Hang on. Jack, you know what?
Huh?
Sorry, excuse me. Last I checked, I was on this date with Jerry.
Uh-huh.
And Jack, I would love to say that I am riddled with something right now. Unfortunately, I'm not.
Guilt?
I wish I were so I could fit in.
What's your name?
Riddled with guilt?
My name happens to be Justin.
Just in case.
Well, there you go.
What is that supposed
You're
to
You're riddled with a terrible name.
You know what? Toot toot can't be boot.
What the fuck does that mean?
It means you bring out the worst in me and not in a fun way.
All right. You're only getting 2 points because this was not a first date activity.
Are you rating our? Are you scoring our date as we go?
So you two are on a date, apparently.
Yes.
Yeah, we thought we'd come here because you know, in Los Angeles, I heard because I have a friend who has allegedly been there, but I'm not sure if I believe
gross.
It. So snobby.
So gross.
They show movies in cemeteries, so I brought my LaserDisc player.
Yes,
and I also brought a little
Dirty Dancing.
Yeah, so I brought Dirty Dancing. So I was gonna play. Do you guys do movie screenings here? Could personal ones? Or
can we do the lift?
Can I watch Dirty Dancing?
Can we do the lift?
Here?
You can do the lift. Yes, you can do the lift. You may fall into the grave. Everybody I've seen do the lift here has fell into the grave.
Does this happen a lot?
It happens every day.
Well, you've only been here a couple days. It's happened every day since you've been
every
here.
It's happened the past 3 days. That's every day to me.
Three for three.
Three for three.
Every day people have showed up and tried to do the dirty
Everybody
dance.
Shows up here and tries to do the dirty dance lift and they fall
but because
into
if
the
you
grave.
Remember, that part of the lift took place in a cemetery.
Yeah.
Famously.
A lot of people don't know that.
Who are you burying?
Who am I burying?
Yeah.
There's this...
Johanna?
No, not Johanna. I'll
Please
never
don't say
bury
my mother,
because
if they find her, I'm dead. I'm dead.
Your mother is dead?
If they find her, what do you mean?
I think you just admitted to a crime.
Yeah, what do you mean if they find her?
No, what I meant to say is she's dead to me.
Okay. But she's not physically dead.
Okay.
I'm not acknowledging that.
Okay, I won't ask you.
Who are you burying?
I'm not a police officer, so you could tell me.
Oh, that's true.
No one believes Jack the Digger. I'm burying someone who used to be a professional tennis player.
Okay.
Who?
Beyond Borg, Chrissy Everett?
I don't know who that is.
Well, still alive. I just had lunch with her
Serena,
yesterday.
It's not Serena Williams. It's Anna Kournikova.
Okay.
Oh,
she's gorgeous.
And, well, you know
she's
what?
She's gorgeous.
Anna Kournikova is a little too thick for my taste.
What?
She's
a
little too thick for my taste. She can barely fit in this casket.
Wow.
Her ass is hidden each side of the casket.
So you're burying the fat ass.
So I'm burying that fat ass down.
Negative one point.
Wow.
Negative one point.
Is that for me or for Anna?
For you, yes. I'm rating everyone on this
game. I gotta say, it's a good thing you were tiny. I could never date a man whose ass was bigger than mine.
Are you talking to me?
You're tiny.
Okay, you know what? That's not fair, because I do happen to have a very big ego.
And a tiny ass.
Can I see your ass?
Can we see your ass?
I mean, it literally looks like a thimble.
I'll be the judge
of that. The judge of that. And he's judged Anna Kournikova's ass.
I'm wearing a few layers, so let me take off my khakis.
Take off your Skims.
Let me take off my Skims. Let me take off my leggings. And I'm a former Mormon, but I still practice secretly, so let me take off my underwear.
Okay. Whoa. Yeah.
Do you mind if I shave my legs really quick, because I'm embarrassed that you're seeing.
Oh, you're shaving. He's shaving his legs.
Okay, now.
I'm going to take a step aside. I'm going to let you two do this. I'm going to take a step aside for a second. I'm going to take a moment alone while you're showing this to Jack.
Oh, sure. Okay, so I'm going to, you know, I feel very uncomfortable showing my ass not in the presence of a
woman. Let me see that ass. I want to see that ass.
You guys, I'm back.
Here we go. Can you see it?
I'm back. I'm sorry I left so quickly. The truth is I ate a lot of meat earlier, and I'm having the meat sweats really bad. Please forgive me.
I've noticed your sweats. And I like him.
Thank you, Jack.
Anybody should like him.
I'm sorry, comment on my ass.
No, let's see the ass.
After I buried it for the world.
Listen, I love your ass.
I'm sorry. I know I left you hanging.
It goes right from your back straight to your legs.
They used to call me.
It's tiny.
In school, they called me the upside down V.
What?
It's a little complicated.
Uh-huh,
but my body looks like this. So, this is my butt between the knuckles, and then these are my legs.
Oh, so...
So, like a woman.
So, your legs were the V.
My legs were the upside-down V, but in between the knuckles.
Everybody's legs. How is that different than my legs?
Oh, you mean the in-between the knuckles part.
In between the knuckles is my butt. So they used to call me I'm talking kindergarten, would call me the upside down V.
Your knuckles extend out, so you still got some cheeks.
No,
in between the knuckles.
Oh, that's your butt.
That's my butt.
That's
so
your butt.
The knuckles are your hips.
Yes.
You do have some big ass hips.
Here we go again. You know,
tiny ass.
I gotta be honest. I did not come. The reason I wanted to meet at midnight was so that the shade could be lifted off my hips. Mm. Okay? I wanted to come to a funeral, not to a funeral. I hate funerals. I've been to so many.
Why?
Seems like you're self-conscious, and I just want to say, if you wore makeup, you could be pretty hot.
Well,
you could be pretty hot if you wore makeup.
By the way,
nobody would care about that ass if you wore makeup.
This is the tragedy.
Uh-huh.
Let me get my flashlight.
Okay, please. Oh, I like that space work.
I am wearing clown makeup.
Oh!
White
and red.
I didn't see that
in
the dark.
That's why.
That's gorgeous.
Because I've heard that before, but I guess I didn't know specifically what kind. Did you mean clown makeup, or do you just mean like highlighter?
No, yes, clown makeup.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you didn't live out of state, I think I would end up stalking you.
Really? Guess where I live.
Where?
Well, first of all, we're obviously in the greater metropolitan area of St. Paul.
Obviously.
I live.
Uh-huh.
In the greater metropolitan area of Orlando.
Oh, my.
I came here for this date.
You flew in.
Wait. In Orlando.
What are your parameters on Hinge that you set?
I think it's approximately 75,000 miles.
How many dates have you flown in for? Does your mom mind that you leave because you do work for your mom?
Are you all looking for work? Yeah, because I'm deeply in debt for Southwest Airlines.
I am happily fulfilled with my grave digging job.
Do you need an assistant?
I do.
Oh, are you taking applications?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I just need you to know I know a lot about money. My favorite book is The Art of the Deal.
You sound chill.
Huge fan. I sleep like a starfish, like my idol.
Great.
This seems like your date is going pretty bad.
It's not great.
But I want to help you fix. I am taking applications. Would you like to apply?
Yes, my name is just in case.
Yeah, you told me.
Uh-huh.
My birth date is Nanya.
Okay.
I don't reveal my age.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you dropped your wallet.
My sex is good. Oh, shit.
Your driver's
my license.
1919.
Okay, here's what you need to know.
Wow.
Listen.
Wow.
Did you ever see a movie called... Freaky Friday?
Yes, I love that movie.
So I've experienced that with a dying elderly clown.
Uh-huh.
I said the same word as him when we were at a restaurant together, and we switched places.
Wow, is that one of the funerals you've been to?
Yes, so I'm actually very young,
but I appear as
a 104-year-old clown.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow,
you know,
with a tiny ass.
Yeah.
You know what, I just want to say, I'm working really hard to be attracted to you.
Really? Oh my goodness.
Is it my makeup?
I'm just being honest.
Is it my butt?
I'm just being honest.
Yeah.
Have you guys held hands yet?
No.
I think you should try to hold hands.
Okay.
Look.
And I want, Justin, I want you to look into your lovely date's eyes.
Okay.
And I want you to repeat after me.
Yeah. Okay.
I can just see you as my little French maid.
I can just see you as my little French maid.
Oui, oui, oui.
Now, I'm sorry, what was your name again?
My name is Jerry.
Jerry Can, I want you to look back into Justin's eyes and I want you to say this. I want you to have my punk rock babies.
I want you to have my punk rock babies.
Oh, man. Well, I would, but technically I think you're the one that would have to have them. But I would love to.
Don't shame me.
No, I didn't mean.
I thought you were a feminist.
No, I am. I didn't mean to call you a woman. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, even though you are. I'm very sorry.
Thank you.
Listen, I want you to repeat after me.
Okay.
Jack.
Yes, and I really have to get back to work.
I understand, but I need you to repeat after me.
I will.
If it's okay.
If it's okay.
Would you take your pants off?
Would you take your pants off?
So I can see what your penis looks like.
So I can see what your penis looks like.
Now, I wanted to say that because you all saw my ass and it's very tiny.
Yes.
Okay. But I really would like you to see the front of me.
Okay.
Because you want to talk about a clown wig.
Yeah. Wow.
I've got it right underneath my pants.
Huge bush. Bush like a canned ham.
You know Barbara Bush?
Yes.
Do you remember her hair?
Yes. The senior, like the one that was married to Barbara Bush Sr.
The one that was married to Barbara Bush Sr. The twin who married herself.
Mm.
So my pubes.
Uh-huh, your puberties from puberty.
Look like.
Your pubis bone.
Barbara Bush's. Like, the way I shape it, it looks like her face.
Wow.
But the hair quality, like the thickness, the
Barbara
luxuriousness, the rinse.
The quaff.
Yes.
The quaff.
Yes.
Do you have like a perm?
It's her. It's
nice.
A perm.
You set it at night?
Yeah, I set it and forget it. Are you
kidding
me?
Do you wear a do-rag?
Do I style it with a do-rag?
Yeah.
Do you sleep in a do-rag?
I do, of course. Yeah, well, I don't sleep in a do-rag, but my crotch.
I would like to have a little kiss for 1 second. I'm going to just try it. Can we kiss for 1 second?
Yeah, sure.
You remind me of my brother.
Oh. No sexier words have ever been said.
Give me one more little peck, baby.
Okay.
We're at different points in our lives. I'm more established and successful than you are.
Oh, my goodness.
Give me one more kiss.
Yeah.
Are you really funny, or did you learn to be that way because of your ears, or are you actually sad inside?
I have had enough.
Okay.
Is there room in that grave for one more body because I can't take it anymore?
Oh, can we always go down doing the lift, please?
Fine.
Yes.
Bye. Will you bury us alive doing the lift?
I will bury you alive.
The time of my life. No, I've never.
Oh, ready?
Yeah.
One, two, three. Run!
Oh, there she is in the grave.
I fell in the grave.
Gotcha. -1 point.
Oh, well, that was a hit.
When you're down there and you go to heaven, can you find out something for me? Because I firmly believe dinosaurs aren't in the Bible. And so when you go to heaven, can you ask God for me if dinosaurs are in the Bible, please?
Wow.
Yes, I will.
We will. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. I've loved every moment of this day.
So have we, Jack.
Wow.
Now, if you don't mind, I'd like to get some forever sleep now.
Okay. Good night, everybody.
You can bury me.
You can bury me.
Well, I've been working on the railroad all the long day.
We'll be right back after this break.
Goodbye.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my character, Gray Parrish, from my new series, Parrish.
Yeah, I can drive.
My character was a getaway driver.
Yeah!
I'm retired from life, you know that.
His business is failing, his house is going up for sale. He is the everyman.
Tell me about this driver job.
We got a lot of action in this show. We have moments of real danger, and we want to feel as if anything could happen. Gray is invited to drive for this man. He's invited to make money, and he quickly realizes this is not the right thing to do.
I did what you told me to.
And he's in a world over his head.
Now, let's go!
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new, Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC+.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
And we're back. Mm. Now, have you had any bad dates?
Oh, yeah. But, like, more just, like, you're not
no
vibing.
No connection.
Right.
Yeah, no connection. Nothing like, oh, this person said something racist. Or just said something, like, outlandish. Or this person said they are a White Sox fan.
Are you a
Cubs fan? So
okay.
I would end a date.
Where?
I wouldn't.
What are the different stadiums called?
In Chicago?
Yeah.
You have Wrigley Field.
Which is such a great...
It's such a beautiful
Wrigley
city.
Wrigley Field's the Cubs?
That's the Cubs.
It's
okay.
Great. It's right in the city. It's like right in the city.
It's right in the neighborhood.
And you can
Wrigleyville.
Like, yes. And you
I
can
used to live in Wrigleyville.
Like,
it's really nice there,
yeah,
right?
And
it's
you great. Can People stand on nice. Like the L platform, which is like their subway, which is like elevated, and you can actually like see in the game. It's so cool.
It's great. Done. It's fantastic.
And where do the White Sox play?
The White Sox play, I don't know what their new stadium is called because they change the name every like 5 years, it feels like. It used to be called, if you are, I'm 36, so if you're like of my age, you know it as Comiskey or U.S. Cellular Park.
Who is Comiskey?
I have no idea.
No.
Somebody's name, or maybe
it's
it was a company.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It was Comiskey. I'm not a Sox fan, so I can get this wrong. It was either Comiskey Park or Comiskey Field. I think it was Comiskey Park.
But did you go to where did you go to college in Chicago?
Columbia.
Excuse me?
Downtown Chicago.
And where are you from, Chicago?
I'm from Chicago.
Oh, you are?
Yeah,
okay, great.
Yeah.
I'm going there in a month.
Oh.
But I'm
I
only
love
going
Chicago.
For three nights. Please give me tips.
I love Chicago. Now, right now, as you can see.
I see you're making.
Now, I'm making. This is a portion of
it's
our
Arden's
thing.
Turn this week. Everyone
it's
needs
my
to know.
Turn. Okay. So I'm making less pumpkin heavy. We're doing PB Fit. Do you know about peanut butter powder?
I do not.
It's It's a lot less fat. It's like
great.
You basically put a little water in, you make it up. It's like peanut butter. Okay. And we are watching our figures, and we'd like to eat a lot of food, so much that I burn my mouth so fast because I go to. So this is just like a healthy alternative.
And I have to
keep
food sometimes in my trunk.
Yeah, me too. I have a lot of food in my trunk. So we're compulsive people. Okay. So this is something that's like a nice, healthy dessert. So we have.
It smells great.
Thank you. Good. We have a little bit of peanut butter powder.
We're starting
off
well.
Are you vegan? You're not vegan.
I'm not vegan.
Okay,
no.
Great. Did you bring something for me to add?
Oh, I didn't know it was supposed to be something to add because I don't think these things are going to add.
What do we have?
No, that protein bar will work.
It's a keto protein bar.
Yeah, that's great. We'll use that.
That'll totally
work. You sure
you
don't want this beef jerky to go in it?
I'm not mad at it.
You're going to die at this beef jerky. Look how pretty.
I'm not mad at it.
I got a beef jerky the other day. This is a tip for
this is
a celebrity tip.
I love beef jerky.
7-Eleven was selling.
Oh, you got some beef jerky too?
Look how funky.
That's a nice little pack too.
This is called Strive, Stryve.
That's a nice pack.
Nice.
I would buy that just from the look.
They're calling it air-dried beef, which to me is beef jerky.
Yeah.
Like they're just putting it a different spin on
so
it.
So they're saying air-dried beef slices.
Yeah, see, it's beef jerky.
It's beef jerky.
But they're calling it
air-dried. They're calling it air-dried beef slices because, you know.
All right, we're adding keto powder. So this is also keto friendly.
Good.
We used a little stevia, like Truvia. We've got
love it.
Pumpkin, the peanut butter powder, an egg, and
love an egg.
We put a little bit of your Kiss My Keto. I'm gonna microwave it for 2 minutes.
All right.
Now, Chiquise.
Yes.
I might as well tell you the honest truth about how this has gone so far.
Let's see. Yeah.
It's not been a hit.
No.
Okay.
I'm not talking about your episode.
No.
Okay, yeah.
I already knew this hasn't gone well.
No, it's gone great.
That improv I gave was terrible.
Arden and I, no, it was not. Arden and I, we loved it. Arden and I love it every time.
Yes.
Our guests, it's gone down the middle. No one thinks it's like gross. It's not gross. But
Lauren
hated it. You've made this
for
multiple times.
For every guest. Trying to perfect it.
And we'd have people bring from their kitchen something to add so we could switch it for our listeners at home.
Yeah.
Paul F. Tompkins and Lauren Lupkis hated it.
She gave it like a negative.
Lauren hated it.
And Paul F. Tompkins, but I feel like she likes herself a lot. You know what I mean? I feel like she doesn't have food in her trunk. Like, she can just have snacks in the house. All right, here you go. Now get in there.
I have to be the first one to eat this.
I'll get a scoop,
too. Oh, we'll all do it.
It's hot.
I got to say, this one looks good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Chiquise, you can imagine how the others have looked.
Doesn't look great. It looks like baby food.
I know.
So this one looks
good.
This
is the best looking one.
Okay.
Yeah, this is the best looking one.
Yeah, you didn't blow it at all. You got to
stop.
You're going
to burn your mouth,
Arden.
You really got to stop eating food.
By the way, don't eat it in the mic. People get mad.
Oh, I don't give a shit. Okay.
I don't either.
How was it?
I don't know.
I like it.
Chiquise.
Keep going.
I don't want another bite.
Get to the bottom.
You don't want another bite.
No.
You don't?
No.
Why not?
But I didn't hate. I'm okay on another bite.
Wait, hang on, Chiquise.
But I don't hate it. I don't hate it.
When was the last time you took a bite of something you didn't hate and then refused to take another bite?
Dr. Banana's taking a bite.
I don't remember.
What's wrong with it?
So the flavor. And this is somebody who eats keto. I eat a lot of keto shit.
Maybe.
We might need salt.
No, that doesn't need salt. That doesn't need salt.
Anna?
It tastes like rubber. It tastes like rubber. The aftertaste is rubbery.
Is that from the keto?
No, I think
it could be from that.
I like it. I do like it extra rubbery. If I had to put a spin on the ingredient, if I were ordering this at a diner, I would say extra rubbery.
Okay.
Now, Chiquise, go ahead. Give us your honest review, 1 to 10.
No, it's the texture is odd.
The texture is.
It's like you tried to make a sponge cake and didn't do it well.
Is it the egg?
But did it better.
So you
is
love
it the
this.
Keto?
You're giving this a 10.
I legit love it.
I call it keto, but it's still the texture is still crazy.
No, is it the keto bar?
I don't know what's happening in this.
It could
be my fault.
I did too.
It could be my fault, but if you like rubber.
Yeah.
I liked rubbery.
And it seems like this has always been rubbery.
This one was a little well done, but
one was well done.
I think it's our best one yet.
It's really
Arden,
good.
Arden, what do you give it? How do you like it? I give that a seven. You give that a 7?
I'm going to give it an 8.
Okay.
Here's the thing.
Can I taste one more little bite?
Yeah.
And I like how it kind of turns to like, it falls apart.
It looks worse and worse as we go on. As it starts to not be hot anymore.
Chiquise, give us your rating before the second bite and then give us your rating after.
Okay. My rating before the second bite is a solid 5.
Wow.
Okay.
It's a five.
Thank you.
It's a five.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. It's a five. Thank okay. you so much.
Let me try this now.
Thank you.
Ooh, it's
I
worse.
Think it did get worse. My second bite was worse too. My second bite was worse.
I played Kiss My Keto.
That's a two.
Yeah. I'm bringing mine from an eight to a six.
And then bring mine from a seven to a five.
I wanted to like this.
No, I
wanted
but
to you know like what? It. You were honest, and that's what
wanted
we wanted
to like it.
I didn't want him to be honest. I wanted him
you
to
wanted
lie
me to
me.
Say you wanted the lies. Well, listen, if you want to lie, I'll yep. say this.
Yep.
I might go home and make this.
Oh my God, you're lying, and I'm here for
I'm
it.
I might go home and make this.
I want to say I'm here for other lies. You can rate and review us, and ooh. Please just lie. If you're not liking it, just
stars.
Lie.
Five stars.
Five stars
Here's
only.
Here's a five-star one from Roberto Louis II. Very hilarious. I came over from Will You Accept This Rose and loved this.
Love
made
it.
Me laugh. Please, please, please never eat while recording
oh, well,
another
I just
episode.
Did. And you know what?
The mouth
I'm
sounds.
A,
no.
Sue me. I'm a human being.
Yeah, you guys are very nice. If yeah. anybody remembers me, Anna, you remember from Culture King, we didn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
See?
And we would curse our fans out. We'd be like, you know what,
I'm
Z?
With you.
Fuck you.
I'm with okay. you.
But you are
yep.
much more lovely than I
Thank
am.
Thank you. So. Here's another one. Five stars.
Five stars.
Scorpiella, what a time to be alive.
Oh I agree. Gosh.
Arden and Brian are already the highlights of my week on their
this
various
beautiful.
Other brilliant podcasts, but now one together magic.
Beautiful.
That's beautiful,
That's
right?
beautiful.
That's gadget.
That's deserved,
That's downright gadget.
That's deserved.
Shaquise.
Yes.
I know for sure we can get people to follow you everywhere.
Yes.
Are you at Shaquise Neal?
At Shaquise Neal.
He's also on Grand
Instagram.
Crew.
I'm going to be, by the time this comes
of
out,
course.
I will have debuted on Grand Crew this
That's
season.
That's fabulous. I love that show.
That's
it's a
so
great
exciting.
Show, so make sure you're watching it. If you're ever in L.A., come to Comedian Feud.
So
Please.
Fun. We love it.
It's a great time, everybody. It's a good time.
Well, I'm so excited we got to
I
got to
get you on.
What a pleasure. I would love to come on.
Thank you.
Yes.
I want to go on with Brian.
Yes, we'll make it happen.
We'll make cake. Don't worry. We'll
make a peanut butter. Make dessert for all your guests.
You don't
have to.
No, we'll make one of these for everyone.
You don't have to.
We're happy.
Okay.
To.
No,
We're
we will. We will. Don't worry about it. No, we will.
Elysian doesn't allow food.
We will.
Make
and you know
it.
What?
They,
you know what? We're going to make sure they eat it during your sets.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you
You're
so
welcome.
Much.
So they can have the best experience.
Thank you so yeah. much.
Until
Thank
next
you.
Time, my name is Arda Marie.
My name is Peanut Butter.
Bye.
Who are you wearing? Will there be press? Do I look fabulous and chic?
Honey, yeah.
Watch out.
Arden and Brian. I hear it last. They're BFFs and But honey, no, 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 no autographs, please. We're living up the glamour life like celebrities and sharing all our favorite PB Fit recipes. But honey, no, 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 no autographs.
Please, no autographs.
I just got a new manager. Huh?
Right. Oh, right.
Like,
right.
Look at face.
Face.
I got felt up in my
No desk. Autograph here.
No autograph.
The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and music of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. If you missed Bob Marley, One Love in the theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie now on Paramount Plus, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.